Friends Bible Study 39 Days in Romans 8. One verse a day. Many believers have read Romans chapter 8 many times, but struggle to grasp its meaning. Everyone who does this study together will gain a clear understanding of Romans 8 that will be with you for the rest of your life. We will study one verse per day, 5 verses per week. There are 39 verses in Romans 8, so it will take 39 days to complete the study. We will provide one or two meditation questions for each verse, along with simple guidelines for this study. Audio commentary for each verse will be available on our website weekly. In Friends Bible Study, we follow a simple approach which we call read, write, share, and listen. Read Romans 8, or at least half of it, every day. Write your answers to the meditation questions along with your insights and observations. Share from your time with God and His Word with your friends. Bible study sharing partner several times a week. Listen to the audio commentary for each verse provided on our website. Make Jesus the focus and goal of your meditation and Bible study. Write down what Jesus is saying to you or teaching you through each passage. Make it your goal to trust and obey Jesus through your study of the Scriptures. Invite your friends. An invitation to study Romans 8 in 39 days, one verse a day, is available on our website. Asking someone to study the Bible together is one of the biggest blessings we could ever give someone. Ask a friend to do this study together and agree to share often by WhatsApp, Messenger, Line, etc. Also share face-to-face when possible. Day 0. Introduction to Romans 8. Romans chapter 8 is often described as the pinnacle of Paul's letter to the believers in Rome. Before we begin our study of this significant chapter, it is helpful to review what we have learned in Romans chapters 1 through 7. This summary provides the context and traces the flow of thought that leads up to Romans 8, highlighting how Paul's arguments and teachings build toward his message about living by the Spirit. In the opening chapters of Romans, Paul exposes the profound depth of mankind's sinfulness. He systematically demonstrates how all people, regardless of background, stand guilty before God. This universal need for redemption sets the stage for the rest of his message. Paul then explains that, through faith, we are forgiven for our past sins and made righteous in God's sight. Justification comes not by works, but by faith alone, made possible through the grace that flows from the cross of Christ. Romans 5 outlines several blessings that belong to those who have been justified by faith in Jesus. Alongside these blessings, Paul introduces the persistent problem of our sinful nature, inherited from Adam. Yet, he also promises that through the grace of Christ, believers can reign in life and overcome the power of the sinful nature. In Romans 6, Paul delves into the believer's union with Christ in his death and resurrection. This spiritual union means that we have died with Christ and now live with Him. As a result, we are set free from slavery to sin and empowered to live a new life. Romans 7 describes the futility of trying to achieve righteousness by our own strength or through strict adherence to the law. Paul openly shares his frustration at being unable to do what he knows is right, illustrating the internal conflict faced by every believer. Paul's discussion in Romans chapters 1 through 7 lays the foundation for his powerful message about living by the Spirit in chapter 8. Romans 8 is regarded as one of the most hopeful and triumphant chapters in the Bible. The chapter begins with the declaration that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Believers are freed from the law of sin and death. What the law could not accomplish due to human weakness, God has achieved through His Son, Jesus Christ. The book of Romans is the most complete explanations of the heart of the gospel and of how that gospel transforms us from the inside out. The Holy Spirit lives in us and empowers us to live in righteousness. The Holy Spirit is not an optional addition to our walk with Christ. He is our life. Paul contrasts life according to the flesh with life according to the Spirit, showing our absolute need to depend on Him in all things. We can never please God through our human efforts without continually receiving life from the Spirit who lives in us. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. We are co-heirs with Christ and will share in His glory. The Spirit helps us in our sufferings and weaknesses. God works all things for good for those who love Him and he uses all sufferings and difficulties to make us like Jesus. God is on our side. He does not condemn us, and nothing can separate us from his love. The undoubted emphasis in chapter 8 is on living by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapters 1 to 7, there are only three references to the Holy Essie,